From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our gospel program. I will be taking a holiday break after today's programs, and the Reverend John Gray of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen will be our guest speaker on our morning programs during July. The Reverend Lindsay Wilson will speak for us on our Monday evening programs also during July. Please join our brethren over the next few weeks around God's Word. I'll be thinking very much of our broadcasts and praying for God's blessing upon His Word. I will be back, of course, at the beginning of August to once again take up our systematic study of God's precious Word. Here's a hymn, and it's most suitable to our topic today. The hymn is called Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour. After I play it, we will turn to John chapter 18, the verses 21 to 24, and consider the subject living and dying in sin. Now here's the hymn.
Thank you.
subject then this morning is living and dying in sin. John chapter 8, the verses 21 to 24 form the basis of our study. How merciful is Christ! Having just been told that his testimony is not worth listening to, verse 13, he nevertheless speaks to these slanderers again. Then said Jesus again unto them, verse 21. What he says unto them is a solemn warning of where their unbelief is going to take them. I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. It is generally true that all men seek the Lord at some time. Even these wicked rejectors of Christ would seek him. Ye shall seek me, Christ says in verse 21. He also says that they shall not find him, for they shall die in their sins. I want us to consider, first of all, seeking Christ in vain. Time enough has been all too often the response of those to whom I have spoken about repenting and turning in faith to Christ. Be warned by these words of the Saviour that many will find it impossible to obtain pardon when they choose to do so. There are those who fail to find the Lord because they seek with the wrong motive. The sickbed has often witnessed the cry of the sinner after God. But their earnestness lasts only as long as their sickness. When health comes again, they forget God and their need of his mercy. Trouble in the business or within the family likewise spawns this short-lived piety. But God is not found by those who seek him so. The Lord is not deceived by such sham and such deceit. Again, many seek but do not find the Saviour because they approach him in the wrong way. Men are more inclined to seek God in a fashion that is most disagreeable to God than they are to seek him in accordance with the teaching of the Bible. Cain was given plain instructions as to how to worship God and call upon him for blessing and for mercy. Yet Cain came his own way and was rejected by God. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 5. Cain was rejected because he sought God in a manner and way which was contrary to that which God had commanded. It matters not how sincere or how earnest a person may be, there is only one way by which we may acceptably approach God, and that is through Christ and Christ alone. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, the verse 5. But then there are those who leave it too late to seek the Lord. They have been often warned, and the Spirit of God has often striven with their souls about repentance, but they always put the matter off until another time. When they do eventually seek the Lord, he is not there to be found. Listen to these words in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Procrastination will rob many of heaven. Like the five foolish virgins of the parable, they will find the door shut when they approach it. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Matthew chapter 25, verses 10 to 12. Dear friend, do not be amongst those who leave the matter of their soul's salvation until it's too late. These verses also teach us the great gulf that exists between Christ and sinners. The Savior says to these unbelieving Jews, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Verse 23. This explains why men have no natural affinity with Christ or His Word. Man is an earthly creature, loving the things of time and of sense, and interested only in such. Heaven does not come within the reckoning of natural man, or the circle of his thoughts. Did Christ not say on another occasion, Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil? John chapter 3, verse 19. They are, by nature, creatures of darkness. And like all nocturnal creatures, they hide away from the light. Let me conclude with a brief consideration of the consequences of men dying in their sins. Look at verse 21. And you will find that the Savior warned those that rejected him that they would die in their sins, and that whither he went, they could not come. Rejectors of Christ will die in their sins. In consequence of that, they cannot go to where Christ is. Heaven will be barred against them. How many are most certainly heading for this eternal doom, and yet they console themselves that despite Christ's warning here, and in many like passages of Holy Scripture, they will still enter heaven. If such get to heaven, then Christ is here guilty of telling lies. No, a thousand times no. Those who live in sin and rejection of Christ's word will die in their sins and in consequence go to a place of everlasting punishment from which there is no escape or reprieve. Please, today, take heed to these solemn warnings from the Savior himself. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.